here's a story from The World.
There's a major effort here in the U.S. to stop the spread of the giant Asian hornet. It preys on insects, including honeybees. Europeans have had a taste of this problem. They've been battling the giant Asian hornet's slightly smaller cousin, the Velutina hornet, for some 15 years. It's believed to have arrived in France on a ship from China. The Velutina has now spread into Spain, where beekeepers are sending out an SOS for help. But so far, as Jerry Haddon reports from the northeast town of Sabadá, Spanish beekeepers have been left to defend their hives on their own.
Beekeeper Samuel Ramal's hives look fine. The honeybees buzz in and out, but Ramal, a skinny bearded guy with an easy grin, is running back and forth in front of them, swinging a bamboo pole. Nailed to the end, a piece of bright yellow glue paper, the kind they use to trap mice and rats.
Mientras que no tengo que hacer algo, estoy aquí luchando y hemos dejado de hacer trabajos de apicultura.
I spend all of my free time here defending my hives, Ramal says. We're losing money because we're not making honey. And he says there are more hornets every day. The Velutina are hovering in groups of two or three, absolutely still, right outside the entrances to Ramal's hives. In a flash, one catches a bee in mid-flight. Normally, it would bite the bee's head off, then take the body home as food. But Ramal's ready. He pivots and parries with his sticky hornet swatter.
Get him?
Mira, ¿lo ves?
It's still biting the bee.
Aún se la está comiendo. Está aquí.
That's really gross to watch.
There are about 10 Velutina stuck on Ramal's swatter. They're roughly four times the size of the bees. Their bodies are black with orange bands. Their giant heads and mandibles, yellowish. They bite hard, but worse is their sting.
Yo estoy muy acostumbrado a las picadas de abeja.
I'm used to bee stings, but not these hornets, he says. I've been bitten twice. The wound swells up and hurts for days on end. Some people have to go straight to the hospital, he says. Ramal laments that in Spain there's no national plan, no hotline to report the invasive Velutinas. He says he's lost 20 out of his 100 hives this year. For now, it's up to each town hall to come up with a plan to fight the predators. In small villages, that means, well, better to stock up on glue paper than to wait for the cavalry. But it's hardly much better in cities. For one, the nests are not easy to spot. They're high up in trees or sometimes underground. Where I live, in the woods above Barcelona, we just got lucky. See, we've got Paco.
Hola.
Bien. Paco's our neighbor. He's a retired high school teacher with free time and a keen eye.
Mírala, allí. Aquella.
On a recent morning, he shows me a Velutina nest. It's up in an oak, just 200 feet from our house. I hadn't noticed it. Paco says it's grown since he first spotted it. It looks like an old leather rugby ball wedged up there in the branches. A couple of months ago, Paco went looking for it, because over in his yard, the Velutina are having a field day. Paco's got a giant medlar tree in full bloom. The flowers attract all kinds of insects, from bees, both bumble and honey, to butterflies. The hornets hover nearby, stalking them all.
Almost got one. Look at it. He's hovering right there. He's right there. Watch him. Just waiting. He's waiting. He's waiting.
¿Ves? Mira. Acaba de atacar a una mariposa. ¿No estás fijado?
Paco says he reported the nearby nest in late August to the police and city hall. The exterminators don't arrive until early November. Two guys, Mauro and Pere, don hornet-proof padding. Pérez scans the skies, a giant can of insecticide in his hand. Mauro assembles a black assault-style rifle. It's basically a paintball gun, but loaded with frozen globs of poison.
Si estás aquí, tienes que estar atento por si vienen muchas para que te vayas, ¿vale?
If you're going to watch, Mauro tells me, just be alert in case they swarm and we need to run. Mauro creeps to within 15 feet of the tree, sights his rifle. Mauro fires volley after volley of poison into the nest. Pieces of it come flying off. The hornets are zooming everywhere. But soon they'll settle down and return to the nest. Mauro says the poison will kill most of them, but not all.
Cada temporada no podemos acabar con todos los nidos que hay.
Each season we lose ground against the Velutina, he says. We can't get them all. Various queens, he says, are sure to escape and to start new colonies. The Spanish government estimates the Velutina giant hornet is extending its territory southward by some 60 miles a year, putting more honeybees and other pollinators at risk. But not all hope is lost. Turns out honeybees back in Asia have learned how to defend themselves by swarming on top of the giant hornets until they overheat and die. Back in Sabadé, beekeeper Ramal says his bees have at least started banding together.
Aquella colmena, ¿lo ves que ha hecho ahí una... grupo fuera la entrada de abejas?
Look how the bees form a solid block just outside the entrance of their hive, he says. The hornets won't attack the group. This gives returning bees a safe landing pad. But that doesn't mean Ramal can just let down his guard. He picks up his homemade hornet swatter and returns to taking down the Velutina one swing at a time. For The World, I'm Jerry Haddon, Sabadell, Spain.